Part 4, Chapter 6. The Purification of the Heart. Many activities emanate from the fourth candelabrum in the head sanctuary, the common consciousness center of the head, and the heart sanctuary. This center vivifies willing, thinking, and desiring. Willing, thinking, and desiring play a lugubrious game in our life. We know that, and we are acquainted with their horrible and destructive consequences. Magnetic impulses that are entirely in accordance with this degeneration reach us from the different regions of the Earth's nature via the magnetic brain system and the magnetic sternum system. We have called the head sanctuary because of its aridity and barrenness the desert nucleus. We will have to admit that at the outset of our pilgrimage, the heart sanctuary does not look any less desert-like. This tallies completely with all that is communicated to us in the Gospel of John, from the very first to the very last day of his appearance. He preached in the desert, in a poor, arid, gloomy, disconsolate region. If, for a moment, you were to look back over your past and consider everything you have desired through the years. If you survey the chaos of your emotional life, you will find that your heart is impure, and that, as it is the entrance for the gnosis in your life system, you first have to strive for purity of heart. The purer your heart is, the better and clearer the calling voice of the gnosis will resound in you. It is an absolute condition for your pupilship. Purity of your desires, purity of your motives, purity of your faith, your hope, and your love. These become the greatest requirements. Everyone, and even those who have hardly begun to put their first hesitating steps on the path, are able to begin with that. It is made possible by the rose of the heart, the second soul atom of our microcosm. This rose is not only sensitive to the Gnostic impulses coming from outside, but is also sensitive to the cries of distress of our soul nucleus, burning in the fourth candelabrum. When the consciousness experiences this distress and sighs for liberation, vibrating its cry out into the unknown, the rose receives, as it were, a magnetic shock and, as a reflex, sends out the echo of the soul's distress call through the sternum, revoking the reply of the gnosis, which can then be admitted. The power of the rose creates an opening in the impure heart sanctuary. In this way, the first reply of the gnosis comes into being. It is from this beginning that we should build further and strive for the purification of the heart. This makes us understand the poet's imploring cry. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and the Lord is near the brokenhearted. For the wall of the unholy and eye-centered desires must be broken through. Whoever applies this purification procedure without interruption, gives himself neither rest nor satisfaction, will experience that such purification of the heart has enormous consequences in his entire life state. It bridles willing and thinking, it changes our life of action, and thus conducts the activity of the first ray of the Holy Spirit in a positive manner. We discover in all this a glorious aspect of life according to the Sermon on the Mount. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Thus it happens that the pupil, who from the first step works at realizing purity of heart, simultaneously demonstrates the life according to the Sermon on the Mount. He goes out to meet his light birth with power and glory, a dawn in which one sees God.